when the muse inspires, the pen must write, creating beauty or lose the chance. When love appears, the heart must sing, and to its music the soul will dance.
Greetings from Grill Falcon. Following my introductory podcast, I have my second offering. I hope you enjoy it. On the evening of the spring equinox in March 1997, I was with a group of like-minded friends. There were about 30 of us meditating at dusk in the famous stone circle in the village of Avebury. Darkness was falling, the stars were appearing, and with them we could see the shining tail of the Hale-Bopp comet streaming towards us. Most of us had chosen a stone to stand by, some with hands on the rough texture and eyes closed, we meditated on matters that we had previously discussed. What happened that evening lives on in my memory and is commemorated in this poem, The Faceless One.
The Faceless One. Standing amongst the stones, I had arrived. After many miles of travelling, little sleep, hours of listening, minutes of meditating and a short walk, I was standing by a stone. I knew that I should expect something, and yet, not knowing what to expect, under that dark, unimpeded sky, I was standing by the stone. From beside that stone I saw the faceless one, featureless and genderless, standing, an image of myself reflected in the mirror of the night, beckoning, inviting, longing, and without utterance saying, "You have found yourself, now come to know yourself." So not in fear or sorrow, but in relief and release, my tears cleansed my face of the past and prepared me for the future. And with head upon the shoulder of my stone, I cried,